studio tonight are two members of Torn and Frayed, a rather prominent Winnipeg rock band. Jeff Shaw and Barry Gibson. Jeff does lead vocals and lead guitar, and Barry's the drummer. Jeff, what type of music do you play?
We play a back to basics sound. That's our music. It's we have been labeled as either punk or new wave in the past, and we've been trying desperately to get away from labels and, you know, just be thought of as like our own sound. And we've proved on several occasions that we don't appeal to the punk crowds or anything to that extreme. So it's kind of hard to answer. Like, we're just our own sound, back to basics, rock and roll. That's what we'll call us. Okay.
Would that include any disco type music?
Definitely not. That's not music.
I see. Barry, perhaps you could give us a bit of the history of Torn and Frayed, as you know, who's played for the band, who's playing for it right now, and.
Well, right now the band consists of Jeff and I, and on rhythm guitar and lead is Victor Vig.
Victor, that's rather vague, isn't it?
And on bass is Wayne Chartrand. As far as the origins of the band, I'll have to turn it over to Jeff because I wasn't around in those days.
Okay, well, our first drummer was called Barry. And yes, it wasn't Barry Gibson, though. It was, I think his last name was Lovegrove, Barry Lovegrove. He's played around in Winnipeg quite a bit. And this was about 2 years ago, as a matter of fact, when we were, you know, just getting going. We weren't doing any originals or anything, just Rolling Stones numbers and things like this, you know, where our origins were from. Plus, I had my cousin out from BC then playing bass, who departed shortly after because I think he was more into the disco scene. And we sort of worked it. Then Jim Green joined us. It was just me and Jimmy for a while. There wasn't really a Torn and Frayed as a band, and we wrote some of these songs, got them together, like Through the Past was written to. Basics for it were laid then with Jim Green, Jimmy Vendetta. Then we moved on and we picked up a drummer, Barry Gibson, and moved on into Paul Panic, Tillman Goiting, that's his real name. He's now formed his own band, I believe they're called The Photos, and he's very much doing the original things, new wave thing. He's gone his own way. Same with Jimmy, and now it's just, you know, like Barry said, the four of us, Victor Vague, Wayne Chartrand, Barry Gibson, myself.
Mm-hmm. What major accomplishments have Torn and Frayed done on the Winnipeg and, so to speak, international scene?
International. Internationally, we've played at Jay's Longhorn in Minneapolis, and we hope to go back, but it won't be in the near future. Accomplishments, well, first major accomplishment was doing our EP at Rhodes, which is about a year ago now, and getting that out and put together, which is a lot of time and effort and money. And we've played quite a few different places around Winnipeg. We haven't played the pubs consistently because that isn't our dream, to play pubs for the rest of our lives. So we've been trying to get into the concert social scene and playing as many different gigs as we can.
What type of success or reception did your EP have?
Our EP, it of course got a fair amount of airplay on CJOM, and that triggered a fair number of sales, and we had a lot of private sales, of course.
What's the Minneapolis music scene like compared to the Winnipeg music scene?
Well, all we saw in the Minneapolis scene was the punk or new wave scene. There's quite a bit of it down there. I don't know how successful the bands are. From what I understand, Jays is about the only place they can play.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to thrive around it, so there must be something there.
Maybe we can get the mic over to Jeff and get some comments on the Winnipeg music scene.
Winnipeg music scene is like no other scene. It's very like close knit. I used to call it down, but I'm staying away from that now because maybe it's just that I've kind of like accepted the fact that Torn and Frayed is is maybe possibly not a Winnipeg sound, like sounding band. Like there's a lot of bands like that that just, you know, they need a different market, and of course this is what we're looking for, and it could be one of the reasons why we've had not such a comfortable feeling playing when we have played the pub scene around here. Like, we got nice reaction, but it wasn't anything compared to what we got down in the States or anything. So, you know, and at first we were all dismayed and everything with this, and we thought, well, you know, it's got to be Winnipeg. But I'm not saying it's Winnipeg now. I'm just saying that, you know, we're different from what Winnipeg expects out of the band, and, you know, maybe that's good in a way.
Well, why don't we get into some of your music and let our listeners decide what the Cronin Frayed music is like, and maybe we'll get some reaction on it. That was Rock and Roll's Going Underground. Jeff, why did you write that song?
Okay, well, that song is basically, that's a couple of years old now, too. It's all about frustration in the rock music scene. Like, at the time when I wrote that, CBGBs and any of these places, they were not too big in the new wave scene or any of that that we have been
associated
with, yeah. That wasn't really happening too loud at that time, and of course, we never, like I said before, we aren't new wave, but we were frustrated at, like, we had the same frustration that the new wave scene or the punk scene had, in the sense that we saw all this disco happening and everything that rock music just isn't about, and you know, I feel that that's what this song's about. Like, you'll find a few jabs at disco in it, and plus it's, if you, the chord structure, everything, it's all very, very basic and raunchy, and that's what it's all about.
Our next song is Gimme a Little Hit. Maybe you can tell us something about that, Barry.
Well, this song started out in the prehistoric days of Torn and Frayed as sort of a, well, almost disco, yes. Sorry about that.
Torn and Frayed plays disco?
Previous drummer was pretty disco-oriented, so it started out kind of along those lines, but then it evolved, progressed as a sort of a reggae tune, and it's just a fun, good time tune. We'll be right back.
of your love. You
Jeff, I think you have some feelings on South Dakota Line.
this particular number is about a friend I had down in the States, and how these long distance friendships can kind of end in a very cynical sort of way, you know. And it brings out like when I write I don't really write love songs, but anything related to that is usually, I try and show the more realistic side to things in, like such lyrics as they're after all your cash and things like this, you know, how you feel when things have gone wrong and everything, and the more realistic side to things rather than the, I love you forever and all this crap, this really doesn't have anything to do with reality as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Okay, maybe we can talk about how you guys go about actually writing a song. Like, what, how does a tune or a song or lyrics, how do they originate?
Okay, what happens here is that Keith and I will write a song, when Jimmy Vendetta, Jim Green, was with us, we'd get the basic guitar sound together, and of course I write the lyrics, and from there we'd bounce it off the rest of the band members, and they'd all add their separate little ideas of arrangement and whatever, and it's actually a group effort, except for the basics.
Our next song is the 1984 Anti-Sex Brigade. Maybe you can tell us something about that, Jeff.
1984 Anti-Sex Brigade, yes, this is not your typical 1984 tune. There's been lots of 1984 tunes written, I'll start off by saying it's not your, typical Big Brother sort of thing. I'm not talking about that sort of thing. It's like we have all these things happening right now in society as far as what's accepted and what's cool and what's the in thing. And this postulates the same thing that George Orwell said, in the sense that in the future, like in 1984, maybe it's just possible that one day that people will be taught by society or a Big Brother, who's ever running the government, then that leave sex to the and things such related to that as to the breeding farms or whatever's going on then. And this is just like people will put up with anything, and I'm not saying that everybody should go and have sex in the streets or anything, but I'm saying actually the same people who are saying sexual abandonment now will be the same people in the future will be saying
cut it out.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was Time Warp Town. Barry, what can you tell us about that song?
Well, that song is basically, again, about our frustrations being situated where we are in Winnipeg and the whole scene and the, and, you know, the city. Well, basically, we feel kind of, you know, hemmed in because we're a little bit different than everybody else.
How is it a time warp town, though? A time warp.
Well, it's just a figure of speech, actually. We read somewhere talking about Winnipeg, and we thought it fit. It's a very nice city, but musically speaking, it's just not where we're at, you know?
Okay, our next song is titled 70s Kids. What's with 70s Kids, Jeff?
70s Kids, okay. Well, that's my dig at today's brats. It's, you know, the funny thing is I sing to kids and everything, but a lot of them I can't stand. That may seem strange but and obnoxious, but I'm not in for kids who are into self-indulgence, and that's basically what that's pointed at. I'm not into that, and it's a poke at the brats.
Jeff, where do you see Torn and Frayed going in the next weeks, months, or even years?
Well, we've got several plans up our sleeves right now. We're in consultation with Phonodisc right now over a possible either limited contract, which we were talking with. We actually had an offer last summer for a limited contract with Phonodisc.
Which we foolishly turned down.
Yes, which we were after a full contract, and we blew it there. We should have grabbed what we could at the time, but... you know, the grass is always greener. You always want something better. But this is what we're in consultation for now. And of course, if they make the same offer again, we'll grab it. But there was indications of something bigger than that. Also, we were planning to take our music afar to a different market where, you know, possibly we would be more accepted.
Do you have any particular locations in mind, or is that to be announced yet?
We'll leave that to be announced. That's a mystery, because we do have a place in mind, but if we were to say so at this time and it would fall through, we might...
Have a interface.
Yeah.
Okay, you were mentioning the Stones before. What other singers or bands have influenced your music?
Well, definitely the early Velvets, all the way through the Velvets, Lou Reed, and just as much as Lou Reed. Like, I get nailed for being copying Lou Reed all the time, but I'll be saying that the Lou Reed side to us, like, I've always sang like that, even before basically I even knew about Lou Reed, so there's the Jim Morrison, Big Doors influence that I love the Doors just as much as anything Lou Reed's ever done. And, of course, there's the Stones influence and the British sound. We like the British sound. But I like to emphasize the Doors' influence on our band.
Okay. Barry, you've played in a few bands around town. Maybe you can fill us in on your music career.
my musical career is basically very long and very very depressing, and that's why I got into Torn and Frayed. I was tired of playing other people's music in sleazy little pubs and getting no thanks for it and getting no money. I was in a few pub bands, basically nowhere, going nowhere.
Maybe we can get a little history on Jeff's music career before we get into our last song.
Okay, my music career, my first time playing out, believe it or not, was over here at the Elmsu. Or not at the Elmsu, it was the Science Center, the Science Lounge, you know that place.
I remember that, I was at that concert, that was years
okay,
ago.
From then on, I played basic, the little pub bands some that I'm ashamed to even mention the names of now. Well, you know, it's just, everybody has to go through that, I guess. And then Torn and Frayed started to happen. Well, before Torn and Frayed, I had my own band. It was called Albatross. But we played the pub scene in that, you know, out of town and stuff. And it was fun. That was with another, an Englishman, Jeff Alexander, who was a very eccentric person. Things didn't last too long. And drummer Doug Husby, he was a good drummer, but into disco. And he's a good man, though. Then, of course, Torn and Frayed developed, and from there things, you know, this is all over a period of years. You know, of course, you know, I'm not mentioning the fact that when I started when I was 16, that, you know, all those crummy little bands, but I'm talking professionally, and Torn and Frayed has, like, been a long-term project, and it's building, and it's building. It's going slowly, like any business, and you just got to wait to see the end product.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys have a lot of success in the future, and maybe you can tell us something about the last song we're going to play.
Okay. Mainstream is a it's an all-around, I guess, unpopular view of Western society. Another, again, it's one of my pet themes. It comes out through the past. It's a dig at the emptiness, the shallowness, the commerciality, of course, which we're part of, but we can't help, you know. It's trying to deal with themes I don't think too many rock lyric writers get into that often. Like, it seems to be mostly drugs and sex and rock and roll for most of them, but, or is it sex and drugs and rock and roll? But this one is... Those only enter it as sidelines. It's dealing with the bigger themes, like, you know, like what motivates people, what they really believe, what gets people to do things, and so on. And it's self-explanatory, if you can understand the lyrics. Thank you.
Cause you won't be anywhere.
Before we end this Torn and Frayed 11th Hour special, do you have anything else to say, Jeff or Barry?
Yeah, in general, I'd just like to say thanks very much to the people who have supported us, and there's been quite a few of those in Winnipeg, too, on FM 101 especially. You know, they've played us a heck of a lot, and they've given us our fans out there, because we came, you know, people first came to hear us and heard songs like Through the Past, and they recognized them, and that made things a heck of a lot smoother than otherwise if we just had them without any airplay. That, in fact, really helped us a lot. And to our fans out there, if there are any left after they've heard this, the songs that we've just taped and recorded were done this fall and through the winter. And it's all four track. We haven't got them on a record yet, but we're hoping for maybe 8-track or 16-track productions of these on vinyl in the future. And to all Torn and Frayed fans or whatever, hang in there.
Well, thanks very much, Jeff and Barry, and we hope to hear something big from you in the future. Good night.